Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. I'm John Cook, and I'm joined today by Takahiro Sakito, Chief Japan Strategist for MUFG. It's Tuesday, May 26, 2020. Welcome, Sakito-san. I was a bit surprised, and to be honest, somewhat confused that the BOJ called an ad hoc meeting last week. Why did the BOJ do this, and what was decided at Friday's ad hoc meeting?
Thank you, John. At the April monetary policy meeting, Governor Kuroda said the BOJ would hold the ad hoc meeting for SME financing support. The timing was a bit surprising to me. The government will announce a second fiscal stimulus this Wednesday. Last Friday, the BOJ spelled out its financial support measures for SMEs. The BOJ's policy action seemed well-matched with the Ministry of Finance MOF's budget revision, particularly in timing, surprisingly like the modern monetary theory MMT. Specifically, the BOJ will, first, as a financing facility, offer interest-free and unsecured loans based on the government's emergency economic measures and loans guaranteed by the Credit Guarantee Corporation in response to COVID-19. Secondly, as proper financing, provide the funds of up 100 billion yen per counterparty based on financing facility. Thirdly, include amounts equivalent to double the loan outstanding in a macro add-on balance in current account at the BOJ with 0% interest. And fourth, apply the 0.1% interest on outstanding balances of current accounts held by financial institutions at the BOJ, corresponding to the amount outstanding of loans under the measure. Furthermore, fifth, the BOJ will allow member financial institutions to be included based on the COVID-19 operations announced in April. In addition to the BOJ's measures to support firms, first, purchases of commercial papers and corporate bonds maximum amount outstanding about 20 billion yen. And secondly, the special fund supplying operations to facilitate financing in response to COVID-19 fund provisioning against private debt pledged as collateral about 25 billion yen. Thirdly, it has now introduced a new fund provisioning measure. Fund provisioning against eligible loans, such as interest-free and unsecured loans made by eligible counterparties based on the government's emergency economic measures about 30 trillion yen. These will be called a special program to support financing in response to COVID-19. The special program total size about 75 billion yen. The program will be extended by 6 months, until the end of March 2021.
That's helpful. Thank you. What are the implications of this new BOJ support for SMEs?
We feel that at this point, an expanding corporate financing support by the BOJ is positive. Even if market participants did not show an immediate reaction to the BOJ's decision, looking ahead, the decision will support US dollar JPY and Japan stocks in the days ahead. Looking ahead, Japanese companies will clearly be planning for cash flow and considering their business strategies and a business portfolio plans in the wake of the coronavirus. The BOJ has now made clear there is well sought out financial support for not only the big companies, but also for SMEs. The financial sector has been offered incentive. On 25th May, the state of emergency in Tokyo area was lifted. While we do not know the details of the coronavirus, we feel that the BOJ offered means to limit the financial risk in responding to the coronavirus.
Thanks, Sakito-san. What do you see in the recent yen cross-border flows, and how does that shape your bias for the yen JPY rate and US dollar JPY basis going forward?
Japanese investors net sold overseas securities excluding short-term bonds by 303 billion yen the week of May 10th. Over the week, investors net bought stocks for the 12th straight week by 159 billion yen and net sold medium and long-term bonds for the first time in 2 weeks by 463 billion yen. Japanese investors appear to have realized some estimated gains of falling bond portfolios to take further gains for fiscal year 20, the week after the Golden Week. At the same time, investors continue to use fund surplus to intermittently accumulate stocks and investment fund holdings and to rapidly diversify their portfolios amidst low interest rates around the globe. Positive market expectations in the wake of government and central bank policy responses around the world have been bolstering risk sentiment and supporting higher global equity prices, even as global bond prices have risen. But in fact, further upside seems less realistic. It is not so easy to expect the equity prices to continue to climb on only the catalyst of the government and central bank supports. Overseas investors have been net selling Japan stocks, and except for the BOJ's ETF purchases, Japan's stock market mood has slowly started to improve. On one hand, US dollar JPY and the Nikkei average have been supported by monetary easing and downside room is limited. Fiscal year 19 corporate earnings announced since last week shows that both corporates and investors are feeling the seriousness of the coronavirus pandemic. At present, few companies can come up with positive post-pandemic management strategies. Companies and investors will have to rework their medium-term business and investment strategies for some time based on earning results. Japanese companies have already been globalizing, and they should review their support for overseas business on both sides positively and conservatively once cash flow stabilizes. We feel that Japanese companies will tap the BOJ's SME support operations and make their next moves after the general shareholders' meetings are over in June. US dollar fund supply and demand are likely to be tight near the end of quarter. Near term, US dollar JPY spot trading is likely to stay within a tight range, 106 to 109, but with a bearish bias. We are also neutral on a US dollar JPY basis swaps and JPY rates here.
Excellent analysis as always. Thanks for joining us, Sekito-san.
Thanks for having me, John.
Thank you for listening to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back soon for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.